T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 37 degrees now. Two out-of-state women are dead after a head-on crash in Cowley County on U.S. Highway 160 east of Winfield. The Cowley County Sheriff's Office reports a pickup crossed the center line and struck another pickup. 64-year-old Geraldine Patrick of Shell Knob, Missouri, was taken to Wesley Medical Center, where she later died. Her passenger, 58-year-old Patricia Blake of Dallas, Georgia, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the other pickup was hospitalized in critical condition. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has issued a state of disaster declaration because of rains that soaked much of Kansas this week.
As of Wednesday, the Kansas Division of Emergency Management says it has not yet received requests for assistance from any counties. But the emergency declaration will speed the state's response should local governments need help with response and recovery operations. Many roads are closed as rivers and creeks overflow their banks across the state. The Arkansas River in Wichita is closed to all recreational activities for a week after the rains brought more than 11 times the average amount of water to the river for this time of year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Even though demand for gasoline usually goes down in the fall and refineries are switching to less expensive blends, the price at the pump is going up. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas says even though prices are up about 40 cents from last year, prices are still good in Kansas relative to the rest of the country.
We're about 15 cents less than the national average, which is $2.91 a gallon. We currently have the 13th cheapest gas in the country. There's 14 or 15 states right now that are paying $3 or more per gallon, including our neighbors in Colorado. They're getting close. They're at $2.97.
Kansas gasoline prices range from $2.52 in Nickerson and Reno County to $3.20 at Longton in Elk County. Stafford County in western Kansas, residents of St. John have been without a grocery store for over 2 years since their local Dillon's closed in 2016. Yesterday, Stafford Economic Development and White's Foodliner cut the ribbon on their new grocery store in St. John's. KSNU spoke with Carolyn Dunn, director of Stafford County Economics.
We predict that if people shop here, as was calculated, that this will have a total impact of over $10 million a year in this community.
Dunn says the county raised $1 million in grants and charitable contributions and borrowed some money to make this happen.
There are some new indications that President Trump may be getting ready to replace Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
President Trump has reportedly talked with the Attorney General's own chief of staff about replacing Jeff Sessions. The Washington Post reporting the president is still keenly interested in ousting the nation's top cop. But President Trump tells Fox's Shannon Bream.
Well, we're going to see what happens. Let's all see. The nice part is that Everybody's working together.
Right now, the expectation around the White House is that Sessions and his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, will stay on the job through the midterms. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
You may need to shell out more for your mail.
The Postal Service wants to raise the cost of a first-class stamp by 5 cents, bringing it to 55 cents total. If approved by regulators, the increase would be the biggest we've seen since 1991. The service claims to be bleeding money because of a drop in the amount of mail it carries. The increase request comes after President Trump blasted the Postal Service for losing a fortune by not charging higher shipping rates for Amazon.com and other online retailers. The service has been seeing some strong gains in package deliveries, but that's been outweighed by pension and health care costs. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure continues to track across central Kansas today, but it quickly moves out and more showers will move in late tonight. The high today 54, off and on rain overnight with a low 46. Then showers continue through early Friday, tomorrow 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, partly cloudy, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, 37 degrees. It's too late. If you're already out there in the car, you should have brought a sweater or something. Gosh. cool, cloudy day yesterday. Late in the day, sunshine came on, and we had a high temperature of 57 degrees. Normal high for the date is 72.
Yeah, a little cooler than normal.
I'm going to say pretty quick those leaves are going to be changing. Pretty quick now. Police had to remove a woman who brought an emotional support squirrel on a Frontier Airlines flight headed from Orlando, Florida to Cleveland. Frontier says the passenger had noted in her reservation that she was bringing an emotional support animal with her on flight 1612 Tuesday night, but she did not indicate it was a squirrel. The airline says rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed. The airline says police were called when the passenger refused to leave the plane. The flight for Cleveland left about 2 hours later. How about that? The emotional support squirrel. Does that make a good pet? I mean, they're all over the place in Riverside, as you know, and basically pretty
not really. I think in general, squirrels are not
a pretty bashful animal. Although they, you know, in our one of our
recommended
favorite,
as a pet,
and in one of our favorite movies, It's a Wonderful Life, Uncle Billy had a pet squirrel. Remember that?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
I mean, you can feed them.
I guess you could get them to be nice little animals. Across the country, America's retailers and shipping companies are looking happily.
How'd you like to be one of those people on that plane that you're 2 hours late to wherever your destination is because of this idiot?
Well, I would think I would be a little annoyed
about
that.
Yeah, I think you would be a little annoyed, yep.
Emotional support squirrel. Across the country, America's retailers and shipping companies looking forward happily to a robust holiday shopping season. There's just one concern, and who's going to stock the shelves, pack the orders, and ring up customers? The U.S. job market is the tightest it's been in five decades.
Mm.
Consumer confidence is near an 18-year high, and online shopping is surging. Companies that depend on holiday season sales need more workers at a time when the ranks of the unemployed have dwindled to their lowest level since the recession. Who's going to do it? Who's going to wrap the packages? Who's going to move the goods? It's a good question.
They'll probably make their existing employees work more hours. make them do more in less time, just like every employer seems to do.
It's interesting what those folks in St. John have done. When the Dillons pulled out, and they decided we need a grocery store.
You got to do something.
I'm not really familiar with the White Food Liner Company. Apparently, they do this, and they've got raised some money, and they've got a grocery. They don't have to drive 20 miles. You know, my mother grew up in a very small town in western Kansas called Roselle, and if they wanted any major shopping, they had to go to Larned, 18 miles
to
the
east. You had to drive. You had to do a haul.
When I was growing up, for many years, right on Main Street, and the Main Street's like a block and a half long, Kitch's grocery store was there. A man named Mr. Kitch. I remember a bald-headed guy who used to rub our heads and give us a hard time when we were little kids. But that was there, and they had a pretty nice little grocery store there. But again, you could get some bread, you could get some milk.
Talk about the lifeblood of any small community is the store.
And I saw some video of that on the KSN last night. That's a nice store. Looks like they got everything you need in there. Very nice store. So,
well, they had to probably pay through the nose to get it there.
Yet the people in St. John have a place to shop. And while we're on the subject of, you know, small companies and small businesses, I had a good experience this week with a repairman, Mike Napoleon, who's done some electric repair for us before. He's just, you know, one guy shop, just a small businessman, but he knows his electrics. He came out and worked on our dryer this week, and he worked and worked and worked, almost rebuilt the darn thing. And I want to give him a quick public salute. The guy does a great job and works hard at his making a living. You know, he's picking up that lunch pail and away he goes. And thanks, Mike, for doing a great job for us. All right, it's 7:41 now. Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about an out-of-state firm buying a Wichita business.
Okay.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.